Welcome to the Reformed Media Review. My name is Camden Busey. I'm here with Jim Cassidy. Today we'd like to speak about two views on the doctrine of the Trinity. This is in the Counterpoints series on Bible and theology, and it has contributions from Stephen Holmes, Paul Molnar, Thomas McCall, and Paul Fides. And it was published here in September 2014 by Zondervan. Jim, this looks like an exciting title. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, it's somewhat misnamed. It's a bit of a misnomer. The title, Two Views on the Doctrine of the Trinity. When you open up the book, you find out that in some ways it really is four views.
At least two views on the doctrine of the Trinity.
Yeah, at least two views. That's right. So I'll just take you through them real quick. So the first view that's being articulated is the classical view of the Trinity and evangelical perspective, and that's given to us by Stephen Holmes with responses by Paul Molnar, Thomas McCall, Paul Fides, and then a rejoinder by Stephen Holmes. The second chapter is also the classical view of the Trinity, but from a Catholic perspective, and Paul Molnar goes ahead and articulates the Catholic perspective with responses by the other contributors and then a rejoinder by Paul Molnar. Chapter 3 is the relational Trinity from a creedal perspective, and that's given to us by Thomas McCall with responses and then McCall's rejoinder. And then chapter 4 is the relational, the perspective of the relational Trinity, a radical perspective given by Paul Fides, and then responses and a rejoinder. So,
is that more or less social Trinitarianism known back in the 80s and 90s?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah. So what you have are basically two perspectives, the classical Trinity and then the relational Trinity is the right way that it's being articulated, and then sub-views within those two.
I see.
Now, I've got a problem with the way that the book's just laid out. I understand what they're saying by relational Trinity. It's the emphasis upon the many, we would say, or upon the persons as opposed to the unity or the one.
Right.
And then you find that, of course, in different forms of the social Trinity, Multmon, Lacuna, other names can be thrown in there as well, including Gutton, Colin Gutton. But you've got, it's just an awkward way to lay it out. It's almost as if to say that the classical Trinity, it's not relational.
Right.
It's like, okay, you've got this cold, stale classical Trinity, and then you've got the relational Trinity, the warm and loving one. I think it's laid out in kind of an awkward fashion. But I will say this, and why the book is worth picking up and contemplating, is that it will, even though it's not laid out, I think, in a very helpful way. It's confusing. It's two views, but it's four. What's going on? At the same time, you will get a variety of perspectives. I do think that it is very interesting here that what you really don't get in at all is a Reformed view of the Trinity. You just don't. You're not getting a perspective here out of all the contributors with a uniquely Reformed articulation of the Trinity. The way in which the book opens up is even quite telling. As you get to the second page of the introduction, Jason Sexton highlights the idea of...
He's the
general editor of this particular volume. He goes on with the typical line that you hear all the time, the recovery of the doctrine of the Trinity in the 20th century is given to us by Karl Barth, and then goes on from there. Basically you jump from... from the patristic period to medieval theology to the Reformation to Karl Barth in the 20th century. That's just a false understanding of the doctrine of the Trinity and historical theology. It completely bypasses the Reformed Orthodox tradition, and it completely ignores the recovery, the Orthodox recovery of the doctrine of the Trinity in the 20th century by Cornelius Van Til, who gets completely ignored in the discussion of the so-called recovery of the doctrine of the Trinity in the 20th century, because Karl Barth is not articulating a Reformed Orthodox doctrine of the Trinity. He's just not. Mm. What he does do is he is within modern theology, within the what we might call perhaps mainline theology in the modern tradition. He is recovering the doctrine of the Trinity as a topic of discussion in systematic theology. It was put as a footnote by Schleiermacher, and then for 200 years, it was ignored by systematic dogmatic theologians until Barth takes it up as a central discussion in the 20th century. Mm-hmm. But Barth's doctrine of the Trinity is not it's not Reformed.
No,
it's not Catholic. It's not universal. It's something that's altogether really new, in some ways. And so I think that right away the book is laid out in a fundamentally wrongheaded way, and it's going to have its weaknesses and its problems because of that. But that being said, if you want to understand where the current discussion is at in the broader academic world of Trinitarian theology, it's a book that will get you into the literature. It will introduce you to the players. It will introduce you to the names of those who are carrying on the discussion, the current discussion in Trinitarian theology. So, you know, again, it has its benefits and it has its weaknesses. If you're aware of the weaknesses, I think this book you could pick up and benefit from.
All right. At least two views on the doctrine of the Trinity. It's published by Zondervan in the Counterpoints Bible and Theology series. General editor is Jason Sexton. The series editor is Stanley Gundry. This book has contributions from Stephen Holmes, Paul Molnar, Thomas McCall, and Paul Fides, Fides. So a very interesting book and one that you should take a look at. It's going for about $15, street price. We want to thank everybody for listening. This has been the Reformed Media Review.